This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I have talked to you for the last couple of days about the pending coming Civil War, and now we have item number two enter the fray. Hat tip to Lock and Load Ninja Chris Skinner for pointing this out to me. You emailed me the lead, young man. Right now, Dateline Austria. In Austria, they are arming themselves at record rates as they get ready to defend their households against feared attacks from Muslims. Tens of thousands of Muslim, quote, refugees have poured into Austria from Hungary and Slovenia in recent months on their way to Germany and Sweden, two wealthy European countries that have laid out the welcome mat for them. More than a million will end up in Germany alone by the end of this year, according to estimates from the German government. Now, in Germany, obtaining a working gun and ammo for it in Germany and Britain and Denmark and the Netherlands is practically impossible. In Germany, you have to go through a psychological evaluation. You have to buy liability insurance and verifiable compliance with strict firearm storage and safety rules. And self-defense is not a valid reason to purchase a gun in any of those countries. The laws in Austria, while they are strict, are a little less overbearing. And a Czech TV report confirms that long guns, shotguns, and rifles have been flying off the shelves in Austria, and Austrians who haven't already purchased a gun may not have a chance to get one for some time. They're all sold out. And those arming themselves are primarily women. The Czech newscaster says if anyone wants to buy a long gun in Austria right now, too bad for them. All of them are currently sold out. He cites the Austrian news outlet Trialor Tageszeitung as the source of his report. We cannot complain about a lack of demand, Stephen Meyer, a gun merchant, told Trialor Tageszeitung. He claims the stock has been sold out for the last 3 weeks and that demand is being fueled by fears generated by social changes. People want to protect themselves, he says. Nonetheless, the most common purchases of arms are primarily Austrian women. They're also buying pepper sprays. Alan Gottlieb has recently returned. The vice president of the Second Amendment Foundation has recently returned from a gun rights event in Europe where he sensed a change in the attitude towards firearms. He said, I just returned from a gun meeting, according to, he told this to WorldNet Daily. I just returned from a gun rights meeting in Belgium, and I confess that all over Europe, people now want the means to defend themselves. Self-defense is no longer a dirty word. In countries like Austria, where it is still legal to own a firearm, gun sales are at record levels. I can tell you firsthand that people in Europe now wish they had a Second Amendment. More potential new customers are entering the market than ever before, according to the Czech report. Before the quote-unquote refugees started coming to Europe, it was mostly hunters and sport shooters who purchased firearms because you can't carry them for self-defense. Now, they are seeking weapons for self-defense because they are worried about their personal safety. And most of these new gun buyers have never owned a gun before. So-called projectile weapons are available in Austria under two classifications, C and D, which are rifles and shotguns. Every adult Austrian is legally able to apply for a weapons permit, but must disclose to the government their reason for wanting to own a gun. They then interviewed a sociologist and an Austrian journalist, both of whom said the weapons purchases were based on unfounded fears about foreign migrants. Viennese sociologist, identified only as Mr. Gertler, said no such fears about migrants should ever be published by any Austrian news outlet. A journalist named Wittinger said something is very wrong here if Austrians are buying guns to protect themselves against migrants. He said shotguns will not, after all, solve any immediate problems, quite the contrary. Then the Czech TV station cuts to this. Where the Islamists are promising we will cut the heads off unbelieving dogs, even in Europe. You know, we saw this in Australia not too long ago where they had a plan. They stopped the plan. They stymied the plan. But there's a plan in Australia to for the Muslims to go out and start lopping off heads. Now in Europe, is ISIS-trained jihadis who are now returning as European citizens, and they're trying to infiltrate as migrants as well. In one propaganda video, an ISIS operative informs his comrades back home in Germany to slit the throats of unbelievers in Germany, according to Czech TV. Overall, the Ministry of the Interior stated that Germany is in the crosshairs of Islamic terrorists, but that he does not have any indications of specific threats. Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America told WorldNet Daily, Polish King John Sibelius defeated the Muslim invaders at the gates of Vienna in 1683. Another Muslim invasion is underway, and the Austrians are alarmed, hence their run on gun stores. Women are right to be concerned in view of the Muslim view of women, that they are good for raping and little else. The Czech TV report cited the Arab Spring as the root cause for the flood of Muslim migrants into Europe. More and more, according to the reporter, more and more the whole thing is turning into the situation that we will experience the much-touted Arab Spring from very close up, right here at home. What's more, many Europeans are alienating part of their own populace when unfortunate social and multicultural policies, merciless removal of children, unfair seizures, and trading on traditional European values with policies which are usually less friendly toward conservative and traditional native inhabitants and leans toward the portion of inhabitants who have little trouble with globalization and nonchalant liberalization, removal of traditions, and Islamization. And nobody's going to be able to rely on the portion of the population once the Arab Spring comes, because they will run. That part that leans towards that way, the liberals of Europe will run when this all begins. And in these countries like Germany, where I have a history, England, where I have family, they will be sitting ducks. And we have them here. If you have a concealed carry permit and you are not carrying your gun, start carrying your gun. Every day, all the time, everywhere. We will be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Number to get in, 877-317-6432. I do like that song. I do. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, one would think that picking up, you know, there's certain things that are keywords when you're picking up chatter in intelligence gathering, and with our NSA, which is picking up everything, you would think that what I just talked about would have been picked up by our government as something that's about to happen in Europe. Maybe they did. I don't know. That apparently doesn't matter, however, because spokeshole Josh Earnest from the White House got out there and said the city of Chicago is a good illustration of why allowing local jurisdiction to put in place these gun safety laws doesn't work. Because it's just too easy for those with bad intentions to just cross the city line or just cross the county line, make a handgun purchase that they are prevented from making in some other jurisdictions. He's basically saying that Uncle Sam should be in charge of all gun control. Safety law, rather than local jurisdictions, cities, towns, counties, or states. Which, and there's this problem with this, you see there, spokeshole. You have the Second Amendment constraining you. The states can do it. You have the Second Amendment constraining you. You can't get around that, Josh. Keep in mind that federal law already supersedes, according to Josh, all local gun control laws. The Second Amendment to the United States prevents any infringement on the right to keep and bear arms from any local, state, county, or federal government. Heller, don't you know? Of course, stop them from doing it. That's one reason why I think we have a civil war looming on the horizon now, because they are doing it, and they get upheld by other courts. And the other courts don't listen to the Supreme Court. How's that word? Introduce a third often. Because he says often somebody who is seeking to evade gun laws like this is somebody who shouldn't have a gun in the first place. It's an admission that some of the people seeking to evade Chicago or Illinois gun law aren't the people who shouldn't have a gun in the first place. He goes on, this is somebody with a criminal record, somebody who may be the subject of a restraining order, maybe even somebody with a mental problem. Chicago ends up being a pretty good illustration of why those kinds of national laws are important to the safety of communities all across the country. Yeah, Chicago's failure. It's an excellent example of how we need national gun control, provide you're the kind of person who reckons the federal government is the answer to everything, even when it isn't. Ask those people down around that river in, where was it? Hang on a second, I'll pull it up. The river that was, had, what all did it have dropped into it? And they're out there saying right now that, That could have been prevented. Well, let's point out how good the government is at what they do. Shall I? Hang on. I'm pulling it up. I just got so much stuff anymore. And we're going to talk about something else while we're down there too, as well, because the whole climate thing is sort of a lead-in to a big problem. Talking about the spill in Colorado. This is when the Environmental Protection Agency released 3 million gallons of toxic water from an abandoned mine in Colorado. The waste from the Gold King mine, which had been abandoned for nearly 10 years, and it turned the Animas River orange. That river connected with the San Juan River, which was turned orange, which leads into the greater Colorado River, which was turned orange. It has impacted Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico. And all of that could have been prevented, according to investigators. And they want to be in charge of national gun safety law. And I can't imagine what that would look like. That would be just a, that would be a mass of errors. Now, I'm going to bring you this piece on the about climate change when we get back. And I bring this to you because what I'm, here's what I'm trying to point out. Our government is completely disconnected from us. They're not even on the same page. They look like us. They live on the same continent. They dress like us. They speak the same language. They haven't got the same kind of ideas about what is an issue and isn't. They're so busy trying to centralize their power, trying to, you know, consolidate their power. They're not paying attention to what's going on. So on the one hand, they're making all this noise about gun confiscation that they can't possibly actually make happen. There's no way for them to actually do that. Or they're making this climate change noise. And I'll bring that to you when we get back. This thing with the Muslims in Europe. There wasn't a big reaction that I saw coming out of Australia. If this starts happening in Europe, it should, see, we should already be there, just off of what's happening in Sweden. And we're not. And we as a people need to rise up and tell the feds, we don't want any more Muslims. If you want to call us any sort of bad names, go ahead. But until we see what's going to happen with this, we don't want any more refugees brought here of that particular ideology. Thank you. Being an American is a privilege. And for those of us that were born into it, we should have a say in who gets to come and join us. And if they're going to come and join us and try to cut off our heads, well, and the government's doing it, the government is malfeasant. They need to be overthrown if that's what they're going to do. Everybody's looking around right now saying, Bill has gone crazy. No. I'm probably really slapping myself into a different state of mind. We will be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
All right, welcome back. Trying to get this Muslim story out to as many people as I know. By the way, Shane, I actually like the way that Aerosmith bump went. I like the way that worked out. I liked it. I like the song. I like the way that worked out. So that wasn't a mess up on your part. That was actually a new thing that I liked. While we've got all of this stuff going on, and while they're trying to take guns away from us, they're wanting to also take everything else we have. Everything. They want everything. They want it all. And they've got And here's one thing you got to remember about liberals, okay? They always have an unspoken motive. Now, a guy named H.L. Mencken talked about this a while back. He said, the whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed and hence to want to be led to safety. By menacing it with an endless series of hobgoblins, all of them imaginary. Now, to me, the most persistent hobgoblin of the last quarter century has been Islam, but not according to the liberals. That's global warming, now called climate change, but eventually it's going to be called extremely dangerous killer weather, because that's much more fright-inducing. The climate activists are constantly bombarding you with warnings and hectoring and hysteria and pleading and threats. There's been apocalyptic books that have been written and trill movies have been made, all in an effort to slow down our use of fossil fuel. Now, there's a new documentary. Inspired by Naomi Klein's book, This Changes Everything, Capitalism Versus the Climate. That should give you a big clue just right about there, okay? If it doesn't give away Klein's motive for attacking the climate crisis, then there's a comment that she makes in the trailer that should give you a clue. And if you are crazy enough to watch the entire documentary, well, there is bleach that you can pour into your eyes later. But she says in the trailer, here's the big question. What if global warming isn't only a crisis? What if it's the best chance we're ever going to get to build a better world? And then comes this little threat. Change or be changed. Klein says she spent 6 years wandering through the wreckage caused by the carbon in the air. Where's she been walking around? And the economic system that put it there. So her goal is to shatter the free market system. The climate is just a vehicle. It's just a pretext for uprooting the only economic system in history that has brought prosperity and good health. Now, Klein is perfectly in step with Christiana Figueres, the executive secretary of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. She's almost like an echo of Figueres. Figueres acknowledged earlier this year that the environmental activist's goal is not to spare the world an ecological disaster, but to destroy capitalism. She said, this is the first time in the history of mankind that we are setting ourselves to the task of intentionally, within a definite period of time, to change the economic development model that has been reigning for at least 150 years since the Industrial Revolution, Figueres said in Brussels last winter. She continues on, this is probably the most difficult task we have ever given ourselves, which is to intentionally transform the economic development model for the first time in human history. Klein also refers to one of my favorite people, Rahm Emanuel, mayor of Chicago, former Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama chief of staff, who said in 2009 that you never want a serious crisis to go to waste. So the liberals are the people that are always looking for a crisis to solve, and they're very much like the people who seek elective office because they want to serve. And their spoken motives are always a cover for the real agenda, which is so malign that is mentioned only by accident. Gun control, the reason for gun control is so that the progressive agenda can go forward. Has nothing to do with saving you or me from violent crime. I'm my best hope of saving me from violent crime. The government's not going to be there. How do I know that? Because the government is not sitting with me right now. If something were to happen to me right now, the government's not here. Now, I also, right here, I have something that might save me that I can employ. Government didn't put it there. Government's nowhere to be found. So, it's just some of these things they come up with just crack me up. I'm sorry I'm laughing at it so much. It's really bad form on my part. These lying sacks are bothering me to a degree because they don't think we're paying attention. A surprising number of people are paying attention. It's amazing. Yesterday I subbed at a local radio station here, and I made a statement, and that statement was based wholly upon what I believe. And a lot of people got very offended with me for me thinking that they weren't paying attention. And in a local area, the response was it wasn't overwhelming, but it was actually gratifying. To see those people, well, Bill, I'm paying attention. Shut up, Bill. So that makes me feel good to know that there's people paying attention. So I'm going to give you the prescription on how to be ready 100% of your time. Okay, it's very simple. If you're going to have to acquire a few things, I'm going to give you the cheapest alternatives that you can possibly have. The only thing I can possibly think of that you probably don't have right now, and you hear it advertised right here, the Fortress Survival $250 vest that gets on in like 2 seconds. Get one of these, throw it in your trunk. Get one of these, throw it in your trunk. Okay? That's the thing that get really interesting. Item number two. If you don't own a gun already, start get you a gun and start carrying a gun. Get all of the credentials you got to have, and then go train with that gun. And here's what you're going to train to do. You're going to train, if there's a bad guy, he's probably going to be a little better kitted up with you. Your training should be that you pop the bad guy in the melon, and then you loot him of all of his stuff that you can use then against his buddies. Then you don't have to run to your car to put on the $250 vest, but I still recommend having the $250 vest. Will it stop rifle rounds? No, it will not. It will afford you protection up to 44 Magnum, and we don't know what we're going to be facing. And I you know, this doesn't weigh nothing. And you can get into it in 2 seconds. I got this vest right here that will stop rifle rounds, and it takes me about 2 days to get into it. So I will sacrifice a certain degree of ballistic protection for speed of deployment. Because who gets in there first is going to be the winner. And then the very best, I see this all the time. I was at a restaurant the other day. And I saw some people coming in, and it was a husband and a wife and some little children. And the husband and wife were in their mobile phone. They didn't even know if their kids followed them. Stay out of your damn phone when you're walking about. Keep your eyes open and look around you. You'll have plenty of time to text and check the web and everything else. It'll still be there. Don't live on the mobile. They're neat. They're cool. I like them. I've got one. Don't live on the mobile. Head on a swivel. Eyes open. Head up. Pray for peace, prepare for trouble. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We
use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. That I loved. I love that fade. That fade works for me, Shane. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming out of Connecticut. Most of Connecticut's gun owners, well, those who own semi-auto rifles and standard capacity magazines, they were supposed to register them under a post-Newtown gun control law that was ran through by Governor Daniel Malloy and the state legislature, and they sort of flipped off the state at that one and stayed away in droves. About 85% of them have failed to comply. And a lot of people have wondered what the state's going to do about it. Now, if this report is accurate that I'm looking at here, they considered sending cops door to door until someone looked at a list of the non-compliant gun owners. When they were looking at this, they obtained a print-off of all sworn law enforcement officers in the state who failed to comply with registration requirements, and sworn LEOs showed a startling figure. Just over 68% of Connecticut cops had failed to register firearms, according to the new law. So an anonymous source in the governor's office said lawmakers were dumbfounded. Someone suggested firing all the cops who failed to register, but the reality of hiring and training that many new police officers is not practical. Source goes on to say the senator, and the name is redacted to protect the source, said maybe we should issue an official order to all cops to comply with the registration or face termination. I mean, these people are a special kind of stupid to think that gun-loving cops are going to go along with the blatant violation of the Second Amendment. I guess this would have been quite awkward for the law-flouting cops to knock on the doors of the constitutional cops and ask for their unregistered firearm. So now the Mega Minds in Hartford are now trying to figure out what to do next. And they're making all kinds of threats, but there's no one to follow through on these threats. So when you make those kind of threats, there's a problem with this. That sort of degrades respect for the rule of law. Maybe they should seriously consider repealing the registration requirement on their list of options, because the non-complying 85% have, you know, unless something's changed, they haven't committed any crimes that I've heard about. I would think that would be making the headlines in the anti-gun press, wouldn't it? So Malloy could get out there. I think he's a lame duck anyway. He just got reelected, and he this is probably his last term he can serve. So he's got nobody to have to kiss their fourth point of contact. He could get out there and say, I have decided to repeal, executive order away, the registration requirement because it is unworkable, because the people of Connecticut are just good people. Hence, the registry is done away with. Let it be known. Let it be written. Dominus omnis. He could do that. He could do that. I don't expect him to do that. He should do it. He should do it. It would be nice to see an intellect, you know, see an evolution of the intellect. And then I would actually have hope for the country. That would be great to see that happen. For a government to sit out there and say to somebody, well, you know what, people of the state that I am the chief executive of, you really are pretty golly gosh good. I don't need to know what kind of guns you got, because I don't know about some of 85% of you, and you're not doing anything with them that are bad, do I? No, I'd be doing that. It's probably a good thing I'm not in charge. That would be horrible. Ben Carson, he continues to evolve a little bit. In an October 25th airing of Meet the Press, Ben Carson stressed the important role of an armed citizenry and what it plays in preventing tyranny, saying the government finds it much more difficult to dominate people who are armed. No kidding. That statement came after host Chuck Todd. And I want you to understand this, okay? I want to be a man of peace. I want to be like Kwai Chang Kane. I don't want to be a violent guy. But when you've got a mealy-mouthed, sop, softball lobbing to the liberals, absolutely trying to get a gotcha moment on everybody else guy like Chuck Todd, out there trying to lead somebody down the primrose path, I just want to stick my fist in their face up to my shoulder. That doesn't sound nice at all, does it? Todd revisited Carson's past comments about how he believes the European Jews could have limited the scope of the Holocaust had they been armed. And on October the 8th, he said, I think the likelihood of Hitler being able to accomplish his goals would have been greatly diminished if the people had been armed. I'm telling you, there is a reason these dictatorial people take the guns first. Todd asked, so if you believe that the Jewish citizenry were armed during the 40s, they would have been able to stop the Holocaust? Now, mind you, this question coming from the same kind of guy that would get out there and deny the Holocaust happened in the first place. It's never having to say you're wrong when you're a liberal. Carson responded, well, look at it in the context in which I've said that, in which I've written about it. I've wrote about societies that before tyranny could take root, the tyrants tried to rid the people of their mechanism to defend themselves. So it was set in the context, and I think it is generally agreed that it is much more difficult to dominate people who are armed than people who are not armed. Todd then tried to get Carson to go on record saying there's some limit to the Second Amendment right. Carson refused to capitulate. Instead, he pointed again to the threat of tyranny that awaits unarmed people and said, we should never compromise the Second Amendment. Todd, because he's a dog with a bone, he had decided to narrow his approach. He described the varieties of guns and weapons someone might pursue under the guise of self-defense and asked Carson for a concrete line on weapons that people should not be able to buy. Carson responded by saying that when the Second Amendment was put in place, state-of-the-art weaponry was a musket. But the principle was that the citizenry should have access to whatever they needed in order to protect themselves from an overly aggressive government. Okay, Ben. Kudos to you. My biggest problem with Ben Carson was early on in this process, he made a statement saying that maybe assault weapons should not be in urban areas. He played into the... And I see this all the time. I see Fox News get out there and say, and of course he brought an assault weapon, they're buying the line of the gun grabbers. They say gun violence, you know, they say all this other stuff. They get out there and say, are there some guns that should not be owned by people? Like it or not, I mean, there's people that own miniguns that were made prior to 1986. And FFL holders can own brand new fully automatic weapons if they want to, and there's plenty of those out there. So, I mean, it's a species argument at best on its best day. And Chuck Todd, well, you know, I just don't like him. As I show my chink in my armor. That part of it bothers me a great deal. That they continue to come at this. And, you know, it's a good thing I'm not Ben Carson. It's a good thing I'm not a lot of things, because things would be quite different here in the Los Estados Unidos. Everybody would be working, because the first thing we would do is we'd be getting rid of everybody that isn't a legal immigrant here legally on some sort of work visa or a native-born American. We'd be rounding them up. I don't care how much they think it would cost. And we'd be taking them away. How hateful. Let's flip into hour number two. Going to be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.